Answers Magazine, Volume 11.3, page 50. Are gender-neutral Bible translations okay? By William Varner. Today, the simplest conversations are full of pitfalls. Opportunities abound to offend others with a careless word. For example, when speaking about a representative student, I used to say that he is writing his paper, and no one seemed to mind. Now, in our gender-conscious world, I have to consider whether to use the cumbersome expression, he or she is writing his or her paper, or the gratingly ungrammatical, they are writing their paper. And should I still refer to first-year students as freshmen? Or do I use something silly like fresh people? Bible translators face the same challenge of choosing the right pronouns as they weigh how to be faithful to the intended meaning without unnecessarily offending modern readers. The Bible often uses the generic pronoun he when referring to a person in general, just as we often do in everyday conversation. Furthermore, two different Greek words can be translated man. One, aner, specifically means a male. The other, anthropos, means a person, but it is still often translated man. Hebrew has the same two options for person, Adam, and man, ish. Some translations today promote themselves as gender neutral, arguing that they are faithful to the original intent of the authors and avoid unnecessary offense. How can a Christian layman know if such a claim is true, or if the translators are attempting to push an unbiblical agenda that diminishes the Bible's emphasis on manhood and gender roles? To answer this question, it is important to consider the motives of the translator, which are usually spelled out in the preface to a translation. Is he or she trying to blur or ignore the God-ordained distinctions between men and women? Does the translator want us to address God as our mother, or by some neutral word like parent, when the original language clearly uses the word father? Such efforts alter the biblical picture of our God. They are actually attempts to reject what that very same God has revealed about himself and his work. On the other hand, it is perfectly acceptable to translate the generic man as person when that is clearly the writer's intent. No one would argue that when Paul says that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, King James Version, he means women are perfect. Nor does the writer of John mean that God does not save women, because John witnessed so that all men through him might believe, John chapter 1, verse 7, King James Version. So be firm about the masculine language used for our God, and be very careful about any version that neuters people when the Bible clearly is describing a man or a woman. But don't overreact when godly translators who reject unbiblical agendas simply try to use generic language where the Bible clearly intends it. In other words, be as gender-sensitive as the Bible is. No more, no less. Dr. William C. Varner is professor of Bible and Greek at the Master's College and director of the college's IBEX study program in Israel. He pastors the Sojourners Fellowship at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, and is the author of 10 books and more than 100 journal and magazine articles.